Happy to hear some new music from one of the most talented singer-songwriters of the last few decades. Here's something brand new from Patti Smyth and her album, It's About Time.
I found a picture of us when we were kids. We're out in a field behind where we used to live. I'm chasing you, chasing him in a
song is called Drive. It's all about her sister, who also appears in the video with Patti. It's a terrific album about the passage of time, about relationships as well, and it's been a long time since Patti's last album. We're happy to have her join us this afternoon to talk all about the making of the new album. Hey, Patti, thank you so much for joining us today.
Hey, Rich, my pleasure.
Oh, so excited for the new album, It's About Time, out officially on Friday. What told you that it was about time to get back in the studio and make some new music?
I said it. I could have written, the title should have been It's About Effing Time, and I'm really sorry it took so long. But that was too long a title.
Well,
so, I don't know, man. Life gets in the way, you know. I have a big, messy, crazy life, a shit ton of kids. I mean, it's just, you know, that's it. You know, that's my excuse, and a husband who travels all the time, and, you know, just dealing with life and being interested in, you know, I would always do that. You know, it's not like I kept churning records out. I would take a few years off in between. Like, between The Warrior and Sometimes Love Just Ain't Enough was probably 5 years. You know, I did put out a record in the middle of that, but nobody seemed to notice that, but that's okay. But I'm just saying, you know, I would take time off and live my life and then maybe go back and be inspired, you know, to write more songs. But this just went a little bit longer than I thought. You know, the last 13 or 14 years I was playing live, and that was great fun, and I felt like I was in it, you know, and playing music, but people just kept asking me for new songs, and, you know, I started playing some of my new songs live, and people really responded so well to them. I'm just like, I'm just doing it, you know, I'm going to do it, this is it, I'm not waiting any longer. It doesn't have to be perfect, but it's going to get done. And so I think once I took that off of it, like, it didn't have to be so precious. Just like go into the studio and make a record, for crying out loud.
Well, it was worth the wait. The music I've heard is terrific. The first song I heard was actually watching the video for Drive. It's a great video. Your voice sounds terrific, and it's such a wonderful song. And is that your sister in the video?
Yeah, that is my sister in the video. Thank you.
That's absolutely wonderful.
Thank you for liking that.
Some great covers, too. What made you select a Downtown Train, the great Tom Waits song, and then Ode to Billy Joe?
Well, Ode to Billy Joe I had recorded on a friend Tom Scott's record, like in 99 or something, and I was playing it live. I've been playing it live for several years, and people love it, and I just thought, I think I should just have a version of my own. So we were done. We were only supposed to make an EP, and then I went back to Ilya Tuzinski, who was one of the producers. I said, look, why don't we just, you know, do a newer version of Ode to Billy Joe. And while we're at it, I do Downtown Train. I cut Downtown Train in 87, you know, with a full band and this big, giant production, and I just wanted to cut it with just guitar. And so, because that song just literally, you could just have a cymbal accompanying you. It's just such a great song. So I just wanted to do it the way that I did it live. It was an afterthought. I really didn't know I was going to do it. And I thought, what the hell? Why not? EP to an album.
What was it like recording in Nashville?
Well, I recorded in Nashville for the first time, probably in 1989, with Barry Beckett. I cut Sometimes Love Just Ain't Enough down there. You know, he was the first. I've always been into Muscle Shoals and into Memphis and, you know, like, and I love all music. Country music's a big part of that. You know, growing up when I did, with Top 40 radio playing Glenn Campbell and Tammy Wynette and everybody, you know, Johnny Cash. I mean, we just, you know, it was just part of the landscape, my musical landscape. So I've been going to Nashville for a long time and writing, and the truth is the music industry in New York is barely surviving. There's no studios left. it's such a hard time for musicians right now in general. But in New York, it got really, you know, just non-existent almost. So it was L.A. or Nashville, and I have a bunch of friends in Nashville, and that's where I wrote a lot of the songs, and I knew Dan Huff, so I went down to Nashville to do it.
We're talking with Patti Smyth on Downtown, the new album out officially on Friday. It's About Time. Love the song Build a Fire that, is based on your now 25 years together with your husband, John McEnroe. And how do you keep that fire going, not just for 25 years, but raising 6 kids?
You know, I think John was really good about, just really insisting that we, put our relationship first, that we stay, allies, and that it was us, against them, because we were very outnumbered. and I think that really helped, to keep. And I think what happens in marriage is, because I had another song called Remember Who You Love, because I feel like, when you do have a ton of kids, or both parents are working, or whatever is going on, you lose touch with each other. You can just be in the trenches. And you forget, let alone love, you forget you even like the person that you're, because he didn't take the trash out, or he didn't do this, or whatever the hell it is. It's so easy. I like to say kids ruin marriages. But, I wouldn't change it. I love having my kids, but they're hard on marriages. There's no question, because it takes a lot of your attention. So, I think you have to really, not that I'm anybody who could give anyone any advice, because I don't know how the hell this happened. I do know that we have tried to stay connected to each other, and we made a real effort to do it, and maybe that's why we've made it through. And I also happen to, luckily, we found, I found a really good man, so I'm just lucky.
Well, and you've said
he
before...
He may be a bad boy, but he's a good man.
Well, and you've said in interviews, too, that it was a priority for you right from the get-go, that you like each other, and when you have that as a foundation of a relationship, you've always got that to come back to.
Yeah, I think you really got to keep that up, though. It's very easy to lose it. I don't know why, but it seems like it's very easy to let that slip away, to get caught up in the petty minutia of life, which is, a pain in the ass, and it's hard. And women take a lot of the work, most of the work, it's still kind of like that, and it's just hard. It's just hard to do all things and be all things to everyone. But, it can be done, but like anything else, it's a practice, right?
Absolutely. Patti, you were very good friends with Eddie Van Halen. Can you talk for a moment about his impact on the music world?
Well, I haven't seen Ed in a long time. I saw him when they played this little club in New York probably 8 years ago or something, 7 years ago. I can't even begin to... He just was amazing in so many ways, such an incredible, innovative guitar player and musician and writer and person. He was a warm, wonderful, sweet, family-loving, loyal person. He just was a good person. He just was. And not only was he, very rarely do you get that combination of an incredibly, talented, musical genius and have him be a decent person. But that's what you got with him. And there's not going to be another one like that coming around for a long time. That's for sure. And I my heart goes out to his brother and his son, to Valerie, to his wife, Dani. He was a good father, brother, husband, son, all those things, and friend.
Patti, it's so good to talk with you. Been a fan for a long, long time. The new album is terrific. It's so great to have you back. And thanks so much for making time for us today.
Thank you so much, Rich. It was my pleasure. Take care.